在这里吧，好吧。
受浸的弟兄姊妹都来了吧，都到了吧，应该。今天我们会众欢喜快乐啊。
What a joyful day today.
有感谢是今天我们有十五位新的弟兄姊妹受浸归了主耶稣基督的门下。
Thank God that we have our 15 brothers and sisters today have been baptized and
成为我们教会当中的一员。
And to be a member of a church family and under God's name.
今天是你们第一次参加白饼聚会。
Now it's the first time attend this break of bread.
我们热烈的欢迎祝贺你们。
We want to welcome you, all of you.
受浸聚会和白饼是我们主耶稣亲自命令的。
The baptism and the break of bread is under the command of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且是使徒们传承下来两千年来教会一致这个守的这个我们基督徒公开的两个就是礼仪。和这个定规
It started about apostles, but has been a heritage over 2,000 years as church traditions.
所以你们今天在一天的时间里边经历了这样一个礼仪，这是很幸福的事情。
What a happy thing, a joyful thing for you guys to experience two things within one day.
今天我在这里呢，讲一讲我们白饼的真实的意义是什么。
I would like to introduce briefly. About the true meaning of break of bread.
以便我们对这个薄饼的意义有更深的认识，以至于我们不要流于外边的一种形式，而真正有一个属灵的实际。
So we know more profoundly about the true meaning of this ceremony, not a superficial art form.
白饼聚会是非常非常的重要。
Break of bread is very, very important.
它跟其他的一切的聚会是完全不同的。
It's totally different from all other kinds of gatherings.
其他一些的聚会，比如我们的信息聚会、家庭查经聚会、我们的祷告聚会等等。
Other gatherings like our weekly message, family meetings, and even prayer meetings.
这是人定的。
They are formed by man.
唯独我们这个白饼聚会是我们主耶稣亲自定规的。
Only this break of bread was formed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们今天可以来看一下圣经，就能明白了。
We will read a bit of Bible to gain a better understanding.
保罗在哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十五节。
In First Corinthians, chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十五节。我读一下。
3-25.
我当然传给你们的，原是主所领受的，从主所领受的。就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念你。”
It says, For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you, and do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
请注意这里面讲的主耶稣被卖的那一夜就是主被钉十字架的前一个晚上
What's mentioned in here of the night that the Lord Jesus was betrayed was the night before he was crucified.
那个晚上，主和十二门徒吃一个最后一次的逾节的晚餐，也就是我们平时说的最后的晚餐。
He had the last Passover supper with 12 of his disciples. This is what we called the last supper.
这里需要说明一个背景，就是逾越节。这逾越节是以色列人旧约以色列人的故事。
The background is about Passover. It's a story from the Israel history.
以色列人被掳到埃及430年，时间满了，神要拯救他们出来。
Israel is captured to Egypt after 430 years when the time was up. They were redeemed from Egypt.
神借着他的仆人摩西把以色列人从为奴之地埃及带出来，在他们离开埃及的前一个晚上，就是以色列的正月十四日这一天。
By his servant Moses, God asked him to lead Egyptians out of lead the Israelites out of Egypt. That was the 14th day of the Hebrew New Year.
耶和华为了要埃及的法老王放以色列人走，他行了十个灾当中最后一个灾害。
God performed the last miracle in order the tenth one in order to make the Pharaoh to release Israelites from Egypt.
他要把埃及全地的人的长子和牲畜当中的头生的全部杀尽。
He will kill all the firstborn from Egyptians and all the stock.
那么神怎么拯救以色列人来变过到逃过这一劫呢？
How did God save Israelites from this?
耶和华吩咐以色列人，你们这一个晚上要留在家里边，每家杀一只一岁的公羊羔，无邪事的，烤了吃，和无酵饼和苦柴一起吃。
God asked Israelites to stay home in the night and kill firstborn lamb and to with bread without yam.
而且把羊羔的血涂在门框和门楣上，作为记号。
He put the blood onto the door frame as a mark.
命名的七天使看到这个记号就越过去，所以这个家这个灾祸就不临到这一家。
And the killing angels will pass over the door, so this family will survive.
这就是叫逾越节。
This is called Passover.
以色列人按照神的命令。
According to God's name,
每年都要守这个逾越节，纪念神的拯救。
According to God's command, the Israelites would, in memory of this festival, every year of God's salvation.
直到今日。
Until today.
所以逾越节的羔，被杀的羔羊，实际上就是预表了耶稣基督。
The slain God was a prophecy of our Lord Jesus.
到了新约。耶稣来了。
When it comes to New Testament,
是使徒约翰，他看到耶稣来到他面前。
When the Baptist John he saw Jesus approaching,
在约翰福音一章二十九就说，使徒约翰说：“看哪、这是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的，为他做见证，这是逾越节的羔羊。”
In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
所以旧约当中以色列人借着逾越节被神拯救，他们出了埃及，有了自由。
In the Testament, by Passover, the Israelites were saved and was brought out of Egypt.
但是在新约里面，我们借着羔羊的血、耶稣的血， 成全的救恩，我们也被从世界和魔鬼的手中被拯救出来。
By the New Testament, the salvation is fulfilled by the blood of the Lamb, and we are also being saved from the power of the devil and the world.
所以成了一个真正的以色列人。
We will be a true Israel.
保罗在罗马书五章六节当中说。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 6,
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按属定的日期为罪人死。
It says, you see, just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
所以替罪的羔羊。
The Lamb.The Christ.
耶稣是按照耶和华属地的日期必定要在逾越节被杀，这就是应验证明了耶稣是逾越节的羔羊。
Jesus, according to God's timing, he was slaughtered as the lamb.
耶稣吃逾越节和晚餐那一个晚上就是正月十四日。
On the night of Last Supper, which is the 40th day.
就是旧约逾越节杀羔羊的时候。
When they that was actually the Passover when the lamb was slaughtered in the Old Testament.
第二天耶稣就被钉了十字架。
Then the next day our Lord was crucified.
我们刚才从经上看到了耶稣吃最后的一次逾越节的晚餐。
We just read in the Bible how Lord Jesus had the last supper.
他亲自设立了第一次的白饼聚会。
He set up personally the first ceremony of break up the bread.
他亲自掰开了饼，拿起了杯，传给了门徒们。
He broke the bread and held the cup and passed it on to the disciples.
而且祝福他们要如此行。
And blessed them, asking you should do this.
如此行什么意思呢？就是照着这样行，要成为一个定律。
What does it mean by do this?
目的是要纪念我。
To set up a way that to remember me.
这就是白饼聚会的真正的意义。
That's the true meaning of
break
of bread.
第二个我们得看到。
In remembrance of Jesus.
第二个意义是纪念耶稣最突出的一点，就是纪念耶稣的死。
The second thing is that what's special about in remembrance of Jesus is to remember his death.
在白饼聚会中，耶稣亲自为我们设立了两个标记之物。
Jesus set up two things for us.
就是一个饼和一个杯。
One is bread, the other is the cup.
当这个饼和杯陈列在我们桌子上的时候
，When the bread and the cup displayed on the table，
就表明。血离开了身体，就是一个死人的记号。
Which means the blood and the body they are separated.
所以今天当我们看到这饼和杯的时候，就知道耶稣为我们死了。
It's a sign of a dead body. So whenever we look at these things, we know that.
我们来看圣经《哥林多前书》十一章二十六节。
We go back to
保罗说。
Chapter 11,
verse 26。你们每逢吃这个饼和这个杯，是表明主的死，这等到他再来。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
接下来我们再看马太福音二十六章二十六节。
We look at Matthew.
主亲自告诉我们，他说我不再喝这个葡萄酒了，直到。我在我父的国里 从你们喝新的日那日子。
It says, I won't drink, I won't drink this wine with you until I drink with you at the time of our Father's kingdom.
所以因着主的使我们就活过来了，能够活在神的恩典当中。
Because of the Lord Jesus' death, so we can live in God's grace.
耶稣也要把我们去做纪念他的死，也领到我们向前看到这个荣耀的盼望，神的国。
This is also by in remembrance of his death, we will be looking at the glorious kingdom of God.
等候他再来的日子，所以我们今天就存神着一个天上的指望，能活在这个地上。
And wait for him to come back, so we will live with a hope, a heavenly hope, while living in this world.
第三个白饼的意义，让我们看到。我们这样做是为了纪念和重温主对我们的爱。
In doing this, we will remember and review that God's love for us.
看到这个饼和杯的时候，
when we look at this bread and the cup,
有一层非常重要的属灵的意义。
There is very important spiritual meaning.
这饼是无酵饼，代表了耶稣是无罪的。
This bread is without yin, which is indicates that Jesus has no sin.
所以这个饼不能用任何的面包有酵的东西来代替。
So this bread shouldn't be replaced by any other kind of bread.
另一层我们想到，麦子如果不经过碾磨成粉死了，不可能成饼。
If the wheat is not grind into powder to death, it cannot be made to bread.
葡萄若不经过压榨，不能成为葡萄酒。
The grape, if it's not crushed, it cannot be made into wine.
正像圣经上以赛亚为耶稣做见证的。
As a how
Isaiah
testified for Lord Jesus.
他说拿死他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。五十三章五节。我读一遍啊，那是他为我们的过犯受害。为我们的罪孽压伤，因为他受的刑罚我们的平安，因他受的鞭伤我们的医治。
But he was pierced for our transgressions and he was crushed for our iniquities.
耶稣为了爱我们，
The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. For the love of us,
他喝了这苦杯，
Lord Jesus drank this cup.
这是他把福杯感恩的杯给了我们。
And he blessed us with the cup of blessing.
他牺牲了自己，成为了我们的救主。
He sacrificed himself and gave salvation to us.
这就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
今天他因为爱我们，
for his love today,
所以要我们纪念他。
So we remember him.
因为他知道我们的软弱。
Because he knows our weakness.
我们人往往忘恩。
We always be forgetful.
一开始，所以我们经常的纪念他。
We tended to depart from God.
回到主的饼和杯面前。
So we have always have to remember him and always come back in front of the Lord.
来面对他的死。
To face his death.
重温他的救恩。
To renew his salvation.
叫我们沉睡的灵能够醒过来。
And all the sleeping souls can be wakened up.
眺望我们爱主的心。
And our light of love for God will be brighter.
将来能得着荣耀的冠冕。
Then we will be having the crown of glory.
第四个白饼聚会的意义是让我们看到在主里边的 合一和交通。
Also, this meeting is for us to understand the unity, the fellowship in Christ.
我们看哥林多前书十章十六节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 10.
保罗说，我们所摆的，我们所祝福的杯，岂不是同领基督的血吗？我们所摆开的饼，岂不是同领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分享了这个饼。
In verse 6 and 17, Paul said, Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we shall share the one loaf.
经意让我们明白两个意思。第一个，我们吃喝基督，就吃着饼和杯，就是与主相交联合。
From this we learn of two things. First thing is that eating and drinking is to eat and drink Lord's body and blood. That's the communion inside Lord.
我们同领，接下来第二个是我们同领一个饼，就基督的身体，同喝一个杯，就是圣徒们在基督里边的合一和交通。
We eat when the same bread and drink the same cup. That indicates the unity and the communion inside Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从上边看到的白饼的意义。
Brothers and sisters, so we have learned the meaning of the break of bread.
一个是我们纪念我们的主耶稣。
To remembrance of our Lord Jesus.
一个是纪念他的死，仰望我们的天国。
And also remembrance of his death and look forward to the kingdom.
一个是让我们来重温主对我们的爱。
For us to review the love that Lord had for us.
一个是我们在基督里与基督联合交流，而且我们圣徒们彼此联合基督而联合。
And we unite in the Christ, unite to the Lord, and unite with each other.
所以看到白饼聚会的中心就是主耶稣基督。
And so we know that the focus of this meeting is Jesus Christ.
这个聚会与其他一切的聚会是不同的。
Which is totally different from any other kind of gathering meetings.
就是第一个不同，就是我刚才讲的，这是主亲自施礼的。
As I mentioned before, this is that Lord set up.
第二个不同是，其他各样的聚会都是我们得着，我们得着造就，我们得着享受，而且我们是得着供应，得着满足。
That's the difference. In other kind of meetings, it is us who are being built, being provided.
但是这个白饼聚会，我们能够使我们的主耶稣基督得着享受，得着纪念，得着敬拜，得着荣耀。
But this is the special one in which the Lord Jesus will be enjoying, he will be worshipped and praised.
我想问大家一个问题：当我们今天在这里敬拜、纪念我们主的时候，我们的主耶稣他能知道吗？请大家说说，他知道吗？
Can I ask you a question? While we are here praising and worshipping Lord Jesus, will he know about this?
我想他肯定知道，为什么呢？用心灵的眼睛看到，他现在住在我们父神的右边，天天为着我们的祷告，在看着我们，在察念我们。
For sure, because if you open your eyes of spirit, you will see our Lord Jesus now sitting on the right hand of the Lord, of the Father God, and intercepting and caring for us.
因为他教导我们，正像他教导我们要在暗室当中祷告的。你们要祷告，在暗室当中，我们的天父在察看你们一样。
Just as he told us that when you pray, you go into a cabinet and to pray to Lord. Lord, in secret, Lord, say it in secret, Lord will respond to you.
白饼聚会是一个庄重感恩的时刻。
The break of bread is a very formal and thankful moment.
我们要用我们的诗歌、颂颂词、我们的赞美来献给我们的神。
We contribute all this to our Lord, the hymns, the words, the prayers.
因为这是一个最最重要的这个聚会，但愿我们能够明白它的意义。
This is the most important meeting. I hope that everyone will understand the meaning of it.
而不是出于勉强，而是完全出于自愿，把我们爱主那颗心奉献给他，让他得到喜悦和满足。
It's not come to us just the art form, but for us to come here to praise Him and to satisfy Him with our praise.
照理我应该还要讲很多关于我们北饼聚会的一些事情。
I have a lot more to say about this break of bread.
比如我们在北饼聚会前，首先要审查自己。
For example, before the meeting, everyone should examine himself.
比如我们在唱诗的时候，我们怎样的来点诗歌，都要一个学习。
For example, how do we select hymns?
我们用，比如又说，我们应该怎样的用个敬虔的态度、合你的态度来参加这样的白饼聚会。
For example, how we should have a right attitude.
但是今天的时间有限
but due to the restriction of the time
所以以后如果神预备的话我们以后我们弟兄们都可以跟大家有一个交通和学习
so if God permits in the future we will take opportunities to share more with us
我的交通前厅停在这里我们接下来请约伯弟兄为我们唱一首诗歌63首你的